When your girlfriend stops working for her current employer, effectively her ability to continue working in Hong Kong stops at the point of employment termination. That is, the employment visa that she's got is limited to her performing the duties that are reflected in her employment contract that led to the grant of her employment visa in the first place, or the availability of the extension that she had the last time that she got a visa renewed. Therefore, if she's planning to stop working for her current employer and wants to, in a sense, go out on her own, she's going to have to adjust her immigration status from that of sponsored employment through to business investment, and she'll need to have a business investment visa. Now, in the links attached to this post, I've included two resources that will basically teach you everything that you need to know about how to go about getting a business investment visa approved. Therefore, I don't propose to labour this particular part of your question much longer. I would like just to address then the question about any benefits that might accrue to her as a result of her formal engagement to you as a permanent identity card holder. And unfortunately, even though the relationship is seriously reflected in your engagement, if that's indeed what you decide that you're going to do, she's not going to be afforded any advantages whatsoever as regards her permissions to live and work in Hong Kong. It's as though it hasn't happened insofar as her current immigration consents go. The only benefits that accrue on the strength of relationship under Hong Kong immigration law is where the parties have become legally married. And in that case, in this instance, your fiancé, then wife, would go on to get a dependent visa, and she'd be lawfully employable and she could join in a business. Effectively, she could engage in any activity in Hong Kong without needing to get the permission of the Immigration Department in order to do that. Okay, I hope this helps.